It's Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Governments warn of MSP threat, and the UK government calls for reporting ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. The Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance has warned of increased cyber attacks specifically targeting managed services providers, pulling from the record. The agencies from the US, UK, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand said to, quote, expect state-sponsored advanced persistent threat groups and other malicious cyber actors to increase their targeting of MSPs against both provider and customer networks. On Wednesday, the government agency said that they are, quote, aware of recent reports that observe an increase in malicious cyber activity targeting managed service providers, MSPs, and expect the trend to continue. The alert does not refer to any specific incidents. In scary wording for customers, MSPs were described as, quote, launch pads to breach their customers' networks, which we see are often compromised through ransomware attacks, business email compromises, and other methods. The alert was co-signed by the FBI, NSA, and the cybersecurity centers in the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And also of note, the notice urged MSP customers to make sure their contractual arrangements specify that their MSP implements the measures and controls in the advisory, which included implementing mitigation resources to protect initial compromise attack methods from vulnerable devices, internet-facing services, brute force, and password spraying and phishing. The MSP focus recommendations are finding and disabling dormant accounts, implementing and enforcing multi-factor authentication on accounts, and ensuring contracts map out who owns and is responsible for securing data. Why do we care? What wasn't said is what we care about, too. Why now? What are those referenced reports? There's nothing specific here that hasn't been said before. However, from a messaging perspective, saying it repeatedly helps ensure the public hears it. And that's what I've been pondering. IT providers live in that world of unrecognized labor. You're noticed when things go wrong. In a market where tech is losing public confidence generally, how large is the space of those with active distrust of the moniker MSP? That's a moniker that the industry has already lost control of and is now codified in law. Previously, there'd be two camps, those that have worked with an MSP and those unaware of them. Now, there's a non-zero space for those with a negative impression of MSPs. I'm not saying it's massive. I'm just noting that the messaging heard broadly is negative for attack vectors and launch pads for breaches, and it's certainly not zero and likely to grow. And what if it's the savviest end of the market, the customers paying attention? While I'm on security, the UK government is explicitly asking to be notified about ransomware. Steve Barclay, lead minister for cybersecurity, told the National Cybersecurity Centre's Cyber UK conference in Newport, Wales, specifically, quote, I would encourage any organization that suffers an attack to come forward, he continued, adding, by doing so, you will help us in strengthen our individual and collective resilience as we learn from each other. At the same event, Rob Joyce, director of cybersecurity at the National Security Agency, revealed that the number of ransomware attacks had gone down in recent months because sanctions against Russia are making it harder for cyber criminals to organize attacks and receive ransom payments. He noted that in the past month or two, ransomware is actually down. Broader context, in an April consumer survey by NordVPN, 93% of Americans believe that the threat of cyber warfare is a concern, and only 19% were 100% confident in the government's ability to protect citizens. Why do we care? Good news on the reprieve from ransomware, and telling that government action on sanctions makes a difference. Let's not forget this lesson and advocate for more push to crack down on the criminal element. I continue to think about how many providers are ready for that call to report. Do you know how to report? What's required? What information you'll be asked for? All questions to consider. Want to reach an audience of nearly 20,000 across our podcasts and video shows? Or know one of your vendors who should be advertising here? We're looking for Q3 advertisers. Information is at mspradio.com/engage, as well as a big button to set an appointment to talk. Looking forward to hearing from you. Technology is everywhere, but there are viruses. Beware. It all looks nice, but take my advice, or else fill your life with despair. Happy National Limerick Day, and thanks for that one, Jonathan. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.